I always hate.
Good morning, Travelers Rest.
Good morning.
And Hosanna. We are glad to see everybody here today as we celebrate Palm Sunday. We hope you have your palms, and we hope that you're going to help us sing this first song, which will be Hosanna.
Praise is rising, eyes are turning to you, return to you.
Hearts are
standing. Why don't you turn and greet those worshiping around you, but watch the palm branches.
You did great. You did great. Here.
Hey, look.
Hey, y'all.
Meet me.
So good morning. Good Palm Sunday morning, right? It is good to see everybody this morning. We welcome you to Travelers Rest United Methodist Church. My name is Brian Gilmer, along with Christine Matthews. We are your clergy team here at TR, and we are glad that you have chosen to be with us on this first Sunday or first day of the Holy Week, one of the most special and holy weeks of the year. As we begin today, just a couple of announcements. Pickleball and Jesus. We had an event a couple of weeks ago, and it was a success. We probably had 30 or more people show up to play pickleball and eat PB&J sandwiches. And so we're going to have our second event, and we're going to do that this week, Tuesday, 10 in the morning till noon. And we invite you to bring PB&J, you know, peanut butter and jelly, and we're going to donate that stuff to the Foothills Family Resource Center in Marietta. But come out and play pickleball and fellowship with one another this Tuesday from 10 till 12. Also coming up right after the service today, 10 o'clock is our big Easter egg hunt. And so all of our kiddos need to meet in the chapel after the service, and we'll do something to kind of draw everybody together, and then we will go hunt Easter eggs on this cold Sunday morning, right? But again, kids, 10 o'clock in the chapel. Don't forget Easter Sunday flower cross. Bring flowers next Sunday to put on the Easter cross next Sunday so everybody can get their Easter pictures made in front of it, right? That's what we do on Easter Sunday. Again, busy week. Monday, Thursday service will be this Thursday, 6 p.m. here in the sanctuary. We are joining together Thursday night and Friday night with our friends from New St. Luke United Methodist. So we'll be here on Thursday to celebrate Monday, Thursday, and communion together. On Good Friday, we'll be at New St. Luke UMC on 250 Pine Log Ford Road in TR. That service starts at 6 as well. And then Easter Sunday morning, we will have a 7 a.m. sunrise service. That will be in the chapel, so we don't have to worry about, is it going to rain? Is it going to be cold? 7 a.m. sunrise service in the chapel with communion. And then two services on Easter Sunday morning, 8:45 and 11 o'clock. So I hope you have all those dates on your calendar. I hope that you are ready to celebrate the end of the Lenten season and get ready for Easter and all that comes with Easter. At this time, I'm going to invite Mickey Golden, our Staff Parish Relations Committee chairperson, to come forward to share an announcement with you.
Good morning, TRUMC. I come to you on this Lord's Day with an update on the status of the associate pastor position. A part of the role that the SBRC committee plays in the church is to search for a replacement for any open positions. Recently, we met with the Greenville District United Methodist Church superintendent to discuss our open associate position. He discussed with us a candidate that the district superintendents felt would be a good fit for our church in this position. After his presentation, the committee met to discuss the candidate and agreed with the superintendent that the candidate did indeed have many of the qualifications that the church was looking for. The committee unanimously agreed to request that the candidate be assigned to TRUMC, and this was communicated to the district superintendent. This appointment will be a full-time associate pastor position as well. We were notified this week that the request by the SBRC here at the church would be honored, and the appointment will take place beginning at the end of June. Let me tell you just a little bit about the new pastor. Michelle Cockcroft comes to Travelers Rest United Methodist Church after serving as the pastor of Trinity United Methodist Church in Spartanburg since July 2021. She previously served as pastor of St. Mark United Methodist Church in Charleston, associate pastor at Simpsonville United Methodist Church and Aldersgate United Methodist Church, Greenville, and also as the pastor of Green Pond United Methodist Church there in Gray Court. She was born in Western North Carolina, and she grew up primarily here in Greenville, South Carolina. She graduated from USC Upstate when it was USC-S with a BS in biology, a BA in political science. She then attended Northern Illinois University and earned a MA in public policy and biopolitics. After working for a number of years, she married her husband, Chris, and had a son named Joshua. She was called into the ministry. She graduated from the Duke Divinity School and was commissioned as a provisional elder in 2010. Michelle was ordained in 2013. Her husband, Chris, works as a fire alarm and security estimator for Schneider Electric. Their son, Joshua, attends college in Spartanburg. Michelle tells us that she loves preaching, creative worship and altar design, Bible study, and seeing people come alive in their faith. She loves coffee, chocolate, strawberries, blueberries, peaches, and ice cream. She is a Star Wars and Marvel fan. She says she has no choice. Both of her husband and son are those as well. She enjoys the outdoors. She and Chris enjoy getting away on their sailboat on Lake Hartwell. And like most pastors, she loves and usually needs a good Sunday afternoon nap. We are excited to have Pastor Michelle coming to TRUMC. There'll be a time for the church to welcome and meet her as the appointment gets closer. We look forward to her working with us as the church on the trail, walking with Christ, serving God, and changing lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Mickey. We are excited about the new appointment, but we still have some time with Pastor Christine. And so don't forget that April the 7th will be Christine's last Sunday with us. It'll be one service, 10 o'clock here in the sanctuary, and we will have a meal together to celebrate Christine and her family afterwards. There's a sign-up sheet on the piece of furniture in front of the mirror in the lobby / narthex. If you could sign up today, that would give us a great head count. The church is going to provide all the meat and drinks for that day, and we invite you to bring covered dish and desserts. And so that sign-up sheet, again, if you could sign up today, that would be great. Also, another way that you can celebrate Christine and her ministry is by giving a love offering. And you can do that by putting the money in the plate or go online. I know some of you have had trouble this week going online because it said still Tompkins love offering. It's supposed to be changed, right, Bruce? Bruce has been working on that for a week. So we think we've got that fixed so you can give online as well. But that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. Today we come to celebrate that triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, the beginning of Holy Week. And as we begin today, let me invite you to stand with me as we join together in the call to worship that is printed in your bulletin, but also is found on the screens. Let us read responsively. We come to prepare for the holiest of weeks. Jesus leads us through this week and we follow, for he is the life we long for. He is the word who sustains us.
We have long branches in anticipation. We lay our love before him, deficient in thought.
Setting aside all power, glory, and might, he comes, modeling humility and obedience for all of us.
Hosanna.
Let us continue to worship as we share another song together.
He has come to bring light into the darkness. He has come to bring freedom to the captives. He has come to restore the broken. Hear the Lord. Prepare the way. Prepare the way for our Redeemer. Prepare the way. Prepare the way for our Restorer. Make ready your heart. Make ready your home. Make ready the people of God. Prepare the way. Make ready your home. Make ready the people of God. Prepare the way. Prepare the way for our Redeemer. Prepare the way. Prepare the way for our Restorer. Make ready your heart. Make ready your home. Make ready the people of God.
Be seated, and I invite you to go to God in prayer with me this morning. God of grace and God of peace, we give you thanks for the beauty of this new day. And Lord, we give you thanks for the opportunities that this day holds for each and every one of us. Opportunities for us to serve you, opportunities for us to tell others about you. Oh God, palm branches are waving and children are singing and extra bulletins are being prepared and printed for the upcoming week. Oh God, we finally arrived here at Holy Week, the week of all weeks on the church calendar, the week that changed the world, the week that showed us what perfect love can do. The week of Monday, Thursday communion and Good Friday services. The week that leads us to the cross and then to the empty tomb. Oh God, we thank you for the past several weeks of Lent that have given us an opportunity to prepare for this moment. Oh God, we've learned so much from you along the dusty roads leading to Jerusalem. We've learned much from you. And the interruptions that you encountered in your life and in your ministry. We've learned, oh God, how interruptions can actually be opportunities. Opportunities to do your work in the world today. But oh God, as we come to this week, all of our fears will be on the line. As the shouts of Hosanna that we are hearing today will quickly turn to shouts of crucify him. And so as we come together today, we offer to you our fears. As we prepare to gather around the communion table on Thursday and the cross on Friday and by the sealed tomb on Saturday. Oh God, this will be the most difficult stretch of our Lenten journey. But we still follow you. Because we know that these events will once again lead us to the good news of your glorious resurrection. Oh God, it is with hope today that we come and that we lift up to you all of our fears. And Lord, we lift up those who might be sick or grieving the loss of a loved one. Those who are feeling lonely, those who are maybe preparing to move to a new community, those people who feel judged or excluded by others, those with physical or emotional distress. Oh God, we bring our fears to you because we know that you are the one who can relieve those fears. You are the one who triumphed over the cross and rose again just as you told us you would. And so, Lord, as we prepare for that great day, open our hearts and our minds and our spirits this week to your moving in our lives. We pray all this in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This time I'm going to invite the children to come down front for a few minutes with me this morning. y'all come over here close so we can chat. Whoa, safe. Slide around this way. Here we got some more coming. Still got some more coming. And he's marching down the aisle. So how's everybody this morning? Some of you guys have spring break this past week. Some of you have it coming up soon though, right? Let me ask you a question. Y'all are all young, and most of us out here are a little older, right? You ever forget anything? Some, what kind of stuff do y'all forget? You don't forget a thing? Never? What do y'all forget? You ever forget to clean your room?
I forget where I put something.
You forget? I do the same thing. I forget where I put something. Yeah. So you actually do forget, right? That's good. That's what sisters do, is remind us stuff. So what else? You might forget to clean your room. Anybody ever forgot their homework? Don't have homework. Well, that's great. I want to go to that school. So sometimes we have to have reminders, right? So you ever seen anybody have a piece of string or a ribbon tied around their finger? Kind of look odd. That's what people used to do to remind themselves to do something, right? But now we have these things right here. These phones, right? And there's actually a thing on here that says, you might can tell your folks this, right? It might help them. It says reminders. And you can put a reminder in there, and you know what the phone does when it comes time? It makes a noise and it reminds me to do stuff. You know one of the things, though, I thought about the last couple of weeks while we've been in this season called Lent? Sometimes we forget Jesus. Have you ever forgot about Jesus? Sometimes we get so caught up doing stuff that we forget that Jesus teaches us a lot of good lessons, doesn't he? And that's what we learn here at church, to love one another, to treat each other nicely, and to help those who need help. But sometimes we forget about Jesus. And so I had to have a reminder. So what I did, so during Lent, I had these little Jesus. Little bitty Jesus. You ever seen those? Yeah. And so that I had those. I had 200 of these things. For the last 5 weeks, 200 of them. And I've just been putting them everywhere. And so if you walk around the church, there might be some little Jesuses everywhere. But not only at church, I've been putting them everywhere I go. If I go out to eat, I just kind of slide one on the table. Right? Coffee shop, slide one on the table. Because here's the thing, sometimes we forget about Jesus. Right? And so this little Jesus reminds me. It reminds me of all that Jesus taught us. And it reminds me that we are his disciples. And it reminds me that we're supposed to go out and do the same things Jesus did. Can you remember that? Or do you need help being reminded? I bet you need help. So how about I give everybody a little Jesus? Is that good? Everybody want a little Jesus? Now here's the deal with little Jesus. You do not eat little Jesus. Right?
Oh, no.
Do not put little Jesus in your mouth. Right? Anybody else? Little Jesus? Here.
Okay,
little Jesus.
Little Jesus.
Get a little Jesus.
I Jesus.
Yep. And you can keep those, or you can do what I've been doing and hide them places so other people can find Jesus. Okay? All right. Here's what I want you to do also this week. This is a big week, right? Because we are going to hide Easter eggs in just a little bit. And then we're going to have some other services this week. And then we're coming back to Sunday. What is next Sunday? Does everybody know?
Easter.
And we're going to celebrate Jesus again, okay? So don't forget Jesus this week. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for these children and for what they mean to our church and to our families. Lord, we thank you for reminding us each day that you love us and that you call us to love each other. Be with us this week as we remember you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all have a great week.
Our scripture lesson today is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. Hear these words. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethage and Bethany near the Mountain of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately.' They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, 'What are you doing untying the colt?' They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.' Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Should the day begin with joy, should it end in suffering, humble heart, I lift my voice, and I will sing, "You're still King.
You're still the Rock of Ages, God over everything. Even when evil rages, you're still the Prince of Peace. You're still good, you're still God. If it all falls apart, I'm gonna keep on trusting. You are who you say you are. You're still King. Yes, you are. You're still King. Yes, you are.
Should I have any fear in a world I know you hold? You've been faithful for all these years. I have confidence you're still on the throne.
You're still the Rock of Ages, God over everything. Even when evil rages, you're still the Prince of Peace. You're still good, you're still God. If it all falls apart, I'm gonna keep on trusting. You are who you say you are. You're still King. Yes, you are. You're still King. Yes, you are. Change, whatever happens, you still reign. Your ways are higher, you never change. Forever, always, you will reign. Oh, you'll reign. Ooh, oh, you Rock of Ages, God over everything. Even when evil rages, you're still the Prince of Peace. You're still good, you're still God. If it all falls apart, I'm gonna keep on trusting. You are who you say you are. You're still King. Yes, you are. you're still king. Yes, you are.
Should the day begin with joy, should it end in suffering?
Amen. Thank you. Well, today is the first day of Holy Week, the holiest week of the year for Christians. And we began this service, we begin this week the way that we began this service, with palm branches waving. We love Palm Sunday, or at least I know I love Palm Sunday. Doesn't everybody love a good parade? Palm Sunday always makes me think of the Oscars and the red carpet. That was just a couple weeks ago, right? At Palm Sunday, Jesus is at the height of his celebrity as a teacher and as a healer during his earthly life. People had heard about Jesus, or at least about his miracles anyway. Palm Sunday also makes me think of the Broadway musical rock opera turned into a movie from the 1970s, Jesus Christ Superstar. Y'all familiar with Jesus Christ Superstar? In the Palm Sunday scene of that rock opera and movie, the crowd sings, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus Christ, if you're divine, turn my water into wine. Prove to me that you're no fool. Walk across my swimming pool." Remember that one? There's a huge crowd on that first Palm Sunday in Jerusalem because it was the Passover feast. Faithful Jews from all over the Middle East came to Jerusalem for the Passover festival, in which they celebrated when the angel of the Lord passed over their homes when they were enslaved in Egypt and spared their firstborn sons. They came to remember how God had saved them from slavery in Egypt during the time of Moses. And people made that trip, people made that pilgrimage to the city once a year for Passover. The crowds were thick, arm to arm. You been to Greenville during fall for Greenville? Kind of that shoulder to shoulder shuffle that you do down Main Street. But Jesus wasn't the only big name coming into town that day or that week. Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, was also entering Jerusalem from the west. He would have been coming in on a big horse with soldiers surrounding him, a show of military might of the empire. And then there was King Herod. King Herod would have come in from the north with his royal soldiers, and both of these men were known for their power, but were known for their power in a way of using force and intimidation to hold on to that power. Pilate represented the Roman Empire, which was oppressive to the Jewish people. But there are always some people who cheer for their oppressor. Isn't that odd? There are always some people who cheer for their oppressor. Maybe it's out of fear. Maybe it is to win favor, or maybe they just want to be on the side they think is going to win. Herod was Rome's puppet, so it was the same thing for him, too. But Jesus was different. In Jesus, the crowd saw something different. They saw a faithful Jew humbly riding on a donkey like King David did in the Old Testament. In Jesus, they saw a Messiah. In Jesus, they saw hope. And so they cheered, and they shouted, and they waved palm branches, and they looked upon this prophet who was rumored to be the Messiah, God's anointed one. and they cried out, Hosanna. That's the word I'd like to focus on today, Hosanna. Later in the service, when we get to the doxology, pay attention to the words today. They're just slightly different to add the word Hosanna to it. Hosanna is not to be confused with Alleluia. Alleluia means praise God. It comes to mean he has risen. He is risen. But that's next Sunday's word. The word of Palm Sunday is Hosanna, which means save us. Save us. That day, as people lined the streets, they were full of hope that Jesus would save them. The question is, save them from what? Save them from what? The people expected and hoped for a Messiah that would save them from the Roman Empire that took over Israel and Judea in the year 63 BC. The next line of that song from Jesus Christ Superstar says, Jesus Christ, if you're divine, throw out the bloody Roman swine. Hosanna, Hosanna. The people desired freedom and awaited a Messiah to deliver them from the hands of the Romans. How about us today? What do we want Jesus to save us from? What do we want Jesus to save us from? A pastor asked a group of teenagers this question once. What does Jesus save us from? And the whole group answered, hell. Right? Maybe that's what I would have answered as a teenager too. Maybe that's just the way we grow up thinking sometimes. Yes, kind of, but it's so much more than that. That's a simplistic answer in many ways that's focused on the afterlife, but what about our life now? What does Jesus save you from now? As we shout, Hosanna, save us, maybe our cry is, Jesus, save me from anger. Save me from cancer. Save me from my addiction. Save me from debt. Jesus, save me from the conflict in my family. Save me from negativity. Save me from arrogance. Jesus, save me from loneliness. Save me from my fears. Jesus, save me from my sins. Save me from myself. Embedded in the celebration, there is a deep desire and a desperate plea, save us. Whatever that means for each of us, whatever that means, Hosanna, save us, like a person drowning, calling out for help. Our souls, our very souls, shout out, Hosanna, save us. How does Jesus save us? Jesus can and does save us, usually not in the way that we might like or expect. But that is what happened later in Holy Week. The people wanted a Messiah that would save them from the Romans, but Jesus did not get out his sword and lead a bloody revolt. Instead, he went to the upper room to sup with his disciples. Instead, he goes to a garden to pray. And he tells his disciple to put his sword away. When the crowd did not get the type of Messiah that they were looking for, they turned on him. Crowds do that, you know. Popularity isn't all that it's cracked up to be. They turned on Jesus, even Jesus. The same ones who cheered, they yelled, "Crucify," later that week. The pain of betrayal stings. Big time. Jesus didn't save the way they expected him to, but he did save them and us. That's the passion part of the story, for today is not only Palm Sunday, but also Passion Sunday as well. How does Jesus save us? Jesus saves us with a love that is willing to do whatever it takes, even be arrested and tortured and killed in order to save us. How does Jesus save? Jesus saves through the suffering, wondrous love on the cross. We're going to sing about that at the end. Jesus saves through the suffering, wondrous love on the cross. Sometimes Jesus isn't the type of Savior that we're looking for either. Sometimes we look for a Savior that grants all of our wishes and protects us from all pain and suffering. And that's not what Jesus offers. But Jesus does save us on the cross through love. And so we say today, "Save us, Hosanna." That's indeed the word of the day, the word of Palm Sunday. And how does he answer our plea? That's the story of the rest of the week. He saves us indeed by his love and willingness to die for us. He heard our cry. He heard your cry. He heard the Hosanna, and he will save us all.
Let's stand together. The creed is a statement of what we believe. Let's join together affirming what we believe by using the affirmation of faith, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Remember now the words of Jesus, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive. Let's now give God back his tithes and our offerings.
Follow Christ to the holy mountain, sinners sorry and wrecked by the fall. Cleanse your heart and your soul in the fountain that flows for you and for me and for all. At the wonderful, tragic, mysterious tree, on that beautiful, scandalous night, you and me fresh white on that beautiful, scandalous night.
Please stand for the doxology. To know more about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ through the ministries of our church, please see me or Pastor Brian after the service today. If you are a guest with us for the first time or recently, if you'll make sure to stop by our hospitality table at both exits and see our hospitality team, they have a gift for you. As we close today with our song of sending, we remember how Jesus saves through the wondrous cross.
I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My riches gained, I count the loss and bore content on all my pride.
Someone say, Hosanna.
Hosanna. Hosanna.
Someone say, save us.
Save us.
That's the word of the day. That's the word of Palm Sunday. How does he answer our plea? That's the rest of the week. He saves us indeed. Amen.
Amen. Amen.